بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي يوسف عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يا أيها الناس، أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. Continuing with this hadith, the narrator, as we mentioned, we were giving a little bit of background about him yesterday. Very famous sahabi who was given glad tidings of Jannat on this earth. Amongst those sahaba who were informed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was a Jannati was the famous Jewish scholar who reverted to Islam, Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Despite the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this accolade and honor to him, one hand, he was very, very astute, intelligence, well known for his academic abilities, looked up and revered by the Jews of Medina and thereafter by the Muslims also, and given the glad tidings of Jannat. Yet throughout his life, Abdullah bin Salam remained extremely humble. Once he was seen carrying a bundle of sticks. And this is basically manual labor. If you look at his financial status and his lofty station, this was well beneath something that you would expect Abdullah bin Salam to be doing, carrying sticks. Someone asked him that, what are you doing? How is it that you are doing this manual labor? So he said, I am doing so to remove pride and arrogance from my heart. Such was the humility of Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We mentioned yesterday that one was the profound reaction just looking at the noble countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had upon Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Lamma ra'aytu wajha Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam araftu anna wajhahu لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ. That when I saw the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart spoke out to me, میرے دل نے یقین کر لیا, that this is not the face of a liar but the face of a Nabi. And he, in order to test the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put a few questions. اختبارَ صدق نبوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طرح عليه بعض الأسئلة التي كان يعتقد أن الإجابة لا يعرفها إلا نبي حقيقي. He knew that only a true Nabi would be able to answer these things. First thing he asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما أول علامة من علامات الساعة. What is the first sign of the signs of قيامت. To this Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم responded, نار عظيمة تجمع الناس من المشرق إلى المغرب. There will be a huge fire that will cause the people of the east and the west to gather together. In other words, fleeing from that fire. So this was the answer that Rasulullah ﷺ gave to Abdullah bin Salam, that this is the first of the Ashratu Sa'a, Alamat, the signs of Qiyamah. The second question he asked, ما أول طعامٍ سيقدم في الجنة. What will be the first meal that will be presented to the Jannati? What will be the first food that a Jannati will consume or eat? Allah Ta'ala in many places in the Quran describes the delicacies of Jannah. وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. So this question is put, amongst all the delicacies and food that will be given in Jannah, مَا أَوَلُ الطَّعَامِ. What is the first thing that a Jannati will consume? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, زِيَادَةُ كَبِدِ الْحُوتِ. The extra lobe of fish liver. This will be the first meal that will be presented to a Jannati. Third question he posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that we observe limada yushbihu tifl akhyanan walidahu wa akhyanan walidatahu? Why is it that when it comes to the appearance or resemblance of a newborn child, sometimes the child resembles the father dominantly, sometimes the child resembles the mother dominantly? What causes this difference? So to this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بِحَسْبِ مَنْ كَانَ سَائِلُهُ أَيْ مَنِيُّهُ هُوَ الْغَالِبُ عِنْدَ التَّلْقِيحِ. This is determined by whose fluid, in other words, semen, prevails during conception. So the answers that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to these questions were, in fact, these were the things that were the initial impetus or impact that drove Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu eventually to accept Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was a great blow to the Jews of Medina, because like I said, he was a respected, looked up to, revered and honored scholar among the Jews of Medina. Nevertheless, coming back to this riwayat, this is part of awwal khutbah khatabah an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina wasala al-madina. This is part of the first khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered on his arrival to Medina. What is very important is we have to contextualize this khutbah. Where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming from? From Makkah Mukarramah. What was the life of Makkah Mukarramah like? This was like being in a prison. Not just any prison. It was like a prison where he was tortured mercilessly every day. Not only was he tortured, his companions were tortured. There was no freedom. They could not even make salah. Times when he would make salah, the insides of the intestines of a camel will be placed on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he would be in salah, person would come from behind, take a cloak, place it around his neck and try to choke and suffocate him. Thorns used to be thrown in his path so that when he used to walk at night, couldn't see, his Mubarak feet would be filled with blood. Once he is sitting on Safa, Abu Jahl comes, starts vilely swearing at him, insulting him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks down. Then Abu Jahl walks up to him and starts beating him mercilessly, publicly, till the blood starts pouring from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still he remains silent. But this was the type of physical, mental torture that was heaped upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once after the demise of Abu Talib, Abu Lahab said that I will protect Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is my nephew. I take him under my protection. Few days passed like this. There was a little bit of lessening in the persecution. Then Abu Jahl went to Abu Lahab and said, what kind of protection are you giving? Have you not heard the Quran of Muhammad? Tabbat yada Abi Lahabi wa tab. That Abu Lahab is a Jahannami. Tabbat yada, may he be destroyed. So when Abu Lahab heard this, he became incensed. He went into the haram and he shouted out that, listen, I have retracted my protection. Muhammad is fair game, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'uzu billah, you may persecute him as much as you want. To this extent, this was the life of Madina Munawwara. Now, after 13 years of that, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ostensibly is finally given freedom. He enters Madina Munawwara. This is the base. Revered, honored. Tala al badru alayna min thaniyatil wada. Wajaba shukru alayna ma lana lillahi da. Ayyuhal mab'uthu feena. Revered. Poems are sung in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ostensibly now, in the warmth and the cocoon of his supporters. So normally, somebody is finally given a public platform to speak for the first time. Technically, logically, what should that speech have been? He should have spoken about emancipation. He should have spoken about freedom. He should have spoken against the people of Makkah, that they are persecutors. He should have made the minds of the people of Medina, filled them with hatred and rage against the people of Makkah. This any normal human being would have done. And it would have been what was expected. But this is that personality, Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun wa innaka la ajran ghayra mamnun wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. There's no easy way to translate this, but oath upon oath upon oath, and then wow, there may be conjunction atifa or it may be qasmiya. Wa, and then inna, and then kaf, and then lam, and then ala. Five levels of emphasis. Allah, after taking several oaths, reveals in the Quran and says, you, my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any doubt, khuluqin azim, you have reached the absolute pinnacle of akhlaq and character. And it was this akhlaq and character that melted the hearts of humanity. This was a podium. A man who was persecuted, mentally tortured, physically for 13 years is finally given a public voice and a podium to address his emotions. And what does he do? Look at the message that he gives. He doesn't invoke any hatred. He doesn't speak out against the people of Makkah. First podium he is given, Ya ayyuhan nas afshus salam. O humanity, O people, make salam common amongst yourselves. What is salam? Salam, in other words, peace, safety, security. As we mentioned previously, every Muslim, by saying Assalamu alaikum, he becomes a message and source of peace to others. Does not pose any threat. For example, I'm digressing, end of every salah, we say salam. Assalamu alaikum to the right, Assalamu alaikum to the left. What are we actually doing? We are making an i'lan. We are making an announcement to the right and to the left. In other words, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. That every one of you, that's why Rasulullah said the salam is not only to the musallis in that masjid, it is to Allah's creation in the heavens and the earth till the malaika, even the heavens of the sky. And what are we, even the makhluk of the sky. And what are we saying? That we are making this i'lan that every one of you is safe from me. Because I am making dua for your safety and security, invoking Allah's eternal name of salam. That in other words, you can be rest assured that I will not harm you in any way, physically or verbally. From my tongue and my hands, every one of you to the east, west, north and south is absolutely safe and secure. I am not a threat to you, and I am invoking Allah's eternal quality of salam, peace, safety and security, that may Allah cover you in His safety and protection. There can be no greater message and dua of peace and security as is found. And this is the embodiment of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this question was put, Ayyul Islami Afdal, who is the best Muslim? Man salim al Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. The person who is at salam, at peace from the hands and the tongue. Everyone is safe. When you open your mouth, roses come out, thorns don't come out. When you raise your hand, you are not threatening anyone. You are assisting someone. This is the height and pinnacle of Islam. So the first, this was that akhlaq. What was his akhlaq? Sil man qata'ak, wa'fu amman dhalamak, ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. The one who breaks ties from you, join with him. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Do good to the one who is doing wrong at you. Don't hit out. Don't carry garbage of hatred. Don't carry that internal weight of nafrat, of dislike. First khutbah that was given, and on the back of 13 years of persecution, this khutbah, ask anyone, logically should have been if you look at the examples of history of other people that have gained emancipation after long periods of oppression, they would have used that platform to fill the hearts of people with hatred against the oppressors and persecutors. Yet completely contrary to that, no mention is made of the people of Makkah, nor of hatred, nor of enmity, nor of oppression, nor of persecution. This platform is used primarily one purpose, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshus salam. O people, make salam common amongst yourselves. Inshallah, we'll continue.